Eleitaco Radio está en el aire.
Loved ones, what's happening? Thanks for coming past. This is LA Taco Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. It is my privilege to be your host and selector this evening. Thank you so much for coming by. In the seat, in studio, guest, my old friend Pep Williams. What's going on, dude?
What's up, John? How's it going, man?
Really good. Pep is, what isn't he? He's a pro skater, photographer, PR rep, a number of different things. Basically, the only thing this dude can't do is sit down for very long. This is a busy conquering in Los Angeles. So we're gonna talk a little bit about some projects he's got coming up and just about LA life, and probably talk about tacos at some point. And we're also gonna listen to some music. I got tonight. I got Quantic. I got the Lions for you. I'm gonna play some Rebirth, some Orgone, some Adrian Young. I'm gonna start you off though with the one and only Funkadelic, standing on the verge of getting it on. Enjoy.
Fever, what you doing? Spending on the bird. what the hell is going on?
That was Bus People Express. Next up, LA's own Adrian Young. Sitting by the radio.
So advanced beyond their time that the world has never seen their like since, evolved the idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is
extraterrestrial, born in a telescope, dressed like an Eskimo, on point like a decimal. Head to my feet, see the aura is impeccable. The God is within, but I'm sinning with the best of you. Floating on a stepping stone, or rather that, super sport Chevy. Got your chick riding heavy on my testicles. By any means necessary, this is something I've been destined to do. And when I die, then I'm legendary. So frame my picture in the vestibule. Next to Sammy Davis, say bitch, I tend to bob and weave. As though I don't know where my lane is. They want me to stay confined on some suit and tie assembly line. From the cradle to the grave shift, and that reminds me.
When I studied all year, got the straight A's. Just stayed out of trouble, kept the straight lays. They carried good books and bought her Lay's chips. And when I went for a kiss, I got napes.
I just saw you as a friend.
Next summer, she was running with Dwayne, the fresh nigga with the new J's.
Friend.
He never went to class, but he stayed paid.
Friend.
And he stayed late.
Friend.
So I diverted from the safe way. And you can still see the chip on my shoulder, but I refuse to live life like a robot. It's a new day. Short story shorter, you gon' do what you told her. You influence the culture, it's either hot or it's colder. Run with us or get ran over, drum heads.
The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the wealth and lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same.
Start off the set with the one and only Funkadelic, Standing on the Verge of Getting It On, 1974. Co-writer on that tune was P-Funk All-Star Eddie Cook, but you wouldn't know it because I was scanning through the credits and he put it in his mom's name. And you know all those guys, the P-Funk All-Stars, Parliament, Funkadelic, they're all like weird with their record label stuff and, you know, sued and getting and suing other people and stuff. So I thought that was funny. After that, Bus People Express from Germany, a.k.a. the Poets of Rhythm or the Woo-Woos. They go by many aliases, but that tune was released under the Bus People Express. The tune was called Augusta, Georgia, and that, you can find that out on the Daptone record label. After that, we heard L.A.'s own Adrian Young, some brand newness from him, Sitting by the Radio from his new LP. I think it was out a few days ago, Something About April 2. Is the LP name. And that's on Adrian Young's own Linear Labs label. And then we wrapped up the set with Sir from his Seven Sundays LP from last year, 2015. Great artist, and it was a great record. That tune was called Liberation, featuring Adrian Pack. And you can find that on the Fresh Selects record label. And that brings us right up to present time. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm here with Pep Williams. What's going on, dude?
What's up?
And Pep used to come on the old show, and but we will summarize briefly for you. Pep is Los Angeles, man. He grew up around Watts area, right?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, came up in Florence and Watts.
And if I remember the story correctly, you got into skateboarding, but at the time, it hadn't really caught on in that particular neighborhood. So you found yourself up in the beach areas like Venice, and Pep grew to be a... rose up through the skating ranks to be a pro skater and sort of we won't rehash the story, but sort of fell sideways into photography and just met a few people, and now you find him here as a photographer, pro skater, PR rep, curator,
and a guy who likes tacos.
You're in the right place, man.
Nice.
What do you enjoy the most, or do you enjoy them for different reasons, like more promotional photography or more like kind of the artistic stuff?
I like the artistic part of it. It's like I shoot things, I feel. You know, it's not just about, oh, here's a job, let me shoot it. If I don't feel it, I can't get into it. Mm-hmm. So if I feel it and I feel the person and the subject matter or like or what that shoot is about, I'm all into it. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, hey, you don't make me look tough, make me look this, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm not your guy.
I got you. When I've done a few pro shoots myself, it's the ones that I personally like are kind of the little, what people would call outtakes. Mm. You know, they may not be the ones that they choose to use for whatever, but that's more fun to me. If you catch, let's say, your subject like tying their shoe,
yeah,
you know, or something,
yeah, like. Because it's real. It isn't like posed. Hey, look at me.
Yeah. You know,
I like things that are just raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what are a couple of the artists that you work with that, I don't want the whole roster of everyone you worked with, but somebody that may be a little bit more adventurous in some left of center type of shots. You know what I mean?
Adventurous? Yeah. I'd say one that was fun was when I shot Amber Rose. You know, she was just super comfortable, you know, super cool girl. Mm-hmm. And she just had fun with it. Like she'd say, wait, let me get ready. And then boom, she just hit it and just flawless. You know, she was really fun to work with.
She's pro.
Yeah. Pro. Yeah. 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 She was pro for sure.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that too, but what I should probably mention is he's got a couple things going up. Pep's part of Photo LA, which is sort of the international photo expo hosted here in Los Angeles. And you're going to be there. Well, you'll probably be there almost every day.
Yeah, yeah.
But you are scheduled to be there, what, Friday, January 22nd, right?
Yep. Friday, January 22nd, I'll be doing a signing with some of my images. I'll be giving photos away, you know, signing them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It should be cool. A&I is a huge part of it, and I want to thank them for, you know, letting me be a part of it. And we have this huge booth, and my pictures are going to be all over.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
Yeah, man, it's going to be cool.
That's at the Photo LA, and that's all weekend, right? But the A&I, they got a few photographers, one of which is Mr. Pep Williams here, and he'll be there Friday, January 22nd, this week, which is Friday. You're listening to the live show, it's tomorrow. And if you're listening to this on Friday, then it's tonight.
Come on down.
Yeah. It's at the Photo LA show, which is on Broadway here in downtown, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
1933 Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's like right at Broadway in Washington.
Mm-hmm. And loved ones, if you want to check out some of these photos, Instagram is probably the easiest way to find.
I see my website.
Oh, what's that website address?
PepWilliams.com.
Okay. Easy enough. Pep Williams. And... But I like your Instagram too, because it's got a lot of these little side shots. And he's not shy about posting about food either, which
food.
I'm not over it. I still like the food shots. Yeah. cool. And another thing that you're doing though, coming up, this is really cool. More Than Skin Deep, which is this is an event you're showing and curating.
I'm curating it. Yeah, it was like I've been wanting to do a show like this for a while, and it's just to get the right people together. And I just didn't want to just have a show and let's just put some people together. It was like specific people that are known in their world and stuff. Like
I saw Baba's on the flyer.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's another guy I would say like he is Los Angeles.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like he's like low key, but he definitely 100%.
Yeah. Who are some of the other people on the roster there?
We have Esteban. There we have Chuy Quintanar, who's coming, Greg Mayorga, Ryan Mullins, Jackie Mora, you know, on and on, Chase DeFoya. We have Tadao, Heck, Charlie Coffin, John Luce.
Tadao?
Tadao.
I'm not familiar with his work. But
yeah, like he's dope. He's dope. He's actually a photographer, and he works with Sullen like a lot, and he shoots like all these women, and yeah, like his work is on point.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I chose him to be in it because his style is his, basically. It's not like he like follows anyone else. It's his own style.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
All this is going down. The opening reception, anyway, is Saturday, February 6th at 6 p.m.
Come on down.
Yeah, but the show runs for a couple weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it runs to February 26th. So it's almost like just under a month.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much like a few weeks.
Huntington Beach, right?
Huntington Beach, yeah.
But, let me see. Rainwater Gallery.
Rainwater Gallery, and it's on 6th and Main, like right up from the pier.
Okay.
In Huntington.
And somebody can find more about this on your website, right?
You can go to rainwatergallery.com.
Okay, I'm going to do that, yeah.
You can check it out.
And you got some good sponsors for this, too. A&I is part of that one,
too. A&I, of course.
Yeah.
A&I, we have Sullen. I want to thank Jeremy from hooking it up. We have Trader Joe's as well. So hopefully they'll bring some little goodies.
Some two-buck chuck. And
some two-buck chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some pretzel bites and moshi. That's pretty cool. I'm going to definitely be there. More Than Skin Deep is the name of the show, a collection of fine art from noted tattoo artists. And photographers. Are these all LA artists?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's what's cool about this show is that these are just like all my bros, you know? So it's like it's almost like a family thing.
I got you.
And
I just
want to just chill.
That
super chill.
That usually comes out in the show, in the work, you know, in the collection.
Yeah.
As opposed to just kind of,
you're
just
renting
out space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. And once again, loved ones, that is the opening reception is on Saturday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm going to wear a suit. I'm going to wear my
blue tonic
suit. Yeah. Loved ones, you stick around for a little bit?
Of course.
All right. You want to hear some more music?
Yeah. Right. What you got?
Let me see. I'm going to start off with Rhonda Robinson from 1973, A Possibility Back Home. It's a good sort of a jazz poet kind of number, little funk background. After that, the one and only Murs with Ninth Wonder.
Nice.
The Lick is, which is probably my favorite track that he's done. This is one of his storyboard ones. And Muta Baruka, The Observers, The Lions after that. So put your feet up, loved ones.
Let's do it.
It's all gravy from here on out.
To get some squirt, I brought my own cup with a little ice in it, cause I might mix it up and get nice in a minute. They call me ghetto, but I don't give a damn, cause I'm standing on the corner with my cup in my hand. Other hand down the front of my pants, scratching my balls. They sag a little bit, so you might see my draws. I'm on pause, man, I'm in my chill mode. Just got paid and I got a little bill for. I'm feeling good, man, you can't tell me nothing. Then the homie Verge roll up, yo, what's up, man? Nothing, homie, with the spokes, I'm on move. Trying to get some jerky and some coconut juice. Yeah, I just cranked a couple miles and the sweat is dropping down. I was setting around you down. Took the Pova to Empico, made a right, bomb some hills. And now I'm at the store with Murs, we finna chill. But now a nigga off lit thirsty, that's for real. So Verb spins to get thirst quencher on the grill. But I ain't got no Skrill. But homie, can you spot me like we working on the benches? Make sure you get some optimals and switches. I'm about to go the distance with this high.
And by the way, my nigga, can you get a can of Sprite?
What you want from the store, man? Let a nigga know. But hurry up, fool, cause I'm ready to go.
I want a Snicker bar and a Dentine Ice.
Well, if you kick your boy down with some ends, that'd be nice.
What you want from the store, man? Let a nigga know. But you need to hurry up, cause I'm ready to go.
I want some chips, I want some drink.
What you think this is? Better get your ass up and come and roll with the kid.
Let me tell you how this ish went down. Eating bags of chips and I'm in Midtown. Meet pretty ass bras that I met in Santa Mar. Nuka, oh yeah, and MERS, and we ran out of the car. I have solutions, let's walk to the store. She said it would be faster if we up and use my car. Hey, 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 that would be a waste of gassing. These city girls acting like they got clashing. Two little groupies acting hella bougie. All they do is listen to Kid Cudi and Lupe. Hold up, I ain't even trying to clown, but what I'm trying to say, they from the other side of town.
What's up, man? These chicks ain't never been to the hood. They look a little shook, like they think they too good. Like my neighborhood store, rain up today's standards. You can get a white tee or a new bandana. A bag of gummy bears and some new tube socks. A pack of Trojan Large and a fruit juice box. The new Tupac and some bootleg DVDs. Domino's, Doritos, and some dirty magazines. What more do you need? A nickel bag of weed? My boy got them sacks, but they got a couple seeds. And if that ain't good enough, you just ain't good enough. Get your ass on before my homegirls fuck you up.
What you want from the store, man? Let a nigga know. But you need to hurry up, cause I'm ready to go.
I want some cupcakes.
Bring me out something, fool. You still owe me from the last time. That shit ain't cool.
Man, what you want from the store, man? Let a nigga know. But you need to hurry up, cause I'm ready to go.
I want an Arizona.
What?
Homie, the mango kind.
That's cool, but I'ma have to keep the change this time.
What up, Merz? It's Reverie. I don't know why you be talking to these fucking scary-ass, harness-wearing-ass bitches anyways. That's too fucking scared to go to the fucking liquor store. Are you fucking kidding me? Well, I'ma be fucking cruising around looking for these hoes. Soon as I see them, I'ma fuck these bitches up. I'ma give them a real reason to be scared to come in the fucking hood. Shit. That's right, you heard me. I said I'm gonna fuck these bitches up.
LA Talk Radio, we are in between Merz and the Ninth Wonder. Next up, Muta Baruka and the Observers. Enjoy.
Their young, swallowed up by the sea. This poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time, time unlimited, time undefined. This poem shall call names, names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Atherton, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made decision. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be amongst great literary work, will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians or men of religion. This poem is knives, bombs, guns, blood, fire, blazing for freedom. Yes. This poem is a drum, Ashanti, Ma Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Nyabingi warriors, Yohuru, Yohuru, Namibia, Yohuru, Yohuru Sweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem needs to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, is speaking, have spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive, you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no point. This poem is just a part of the story. His story, her story, our story. The story is still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop.
This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is messing up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued in your mind, in your mind, in your mind.
Zone the Lions, This Generation, featuring Malik Moore, Malik the Freak Moore, and Mr. Black Shakespeare. There's a pretty cool show going on the 29th at the Fox and Hound Pub, which is over in Studio City, North Hollywood area on Ventura Boulevard. It's Dan, the D. Hasty All-Stars. Dan Hasty is a member of the Lions, Orgone, and many and Wolfie versus Projections and many other projects. And he's basically got all his buddies coming to play some music. So you're going to see members of Monophonics, Orgone, the Lions, Jungle Fire, all at the D. Hasty All-Stars. And that's January 29th at the Fox and Hound over there in the beautiful San Fernando Valley. Yes. Prior to the Lions, we heard Muta Buruka and the Observers, Under Tight Wraps Meets This Poem. I got that off of a Trojan remixed LP from Trojan Records, of course. And before that, we heard Murs and Ninth Wonder, The Lick. Probably one of just funnier tracks. That's from their For Never LP out on SML Recordings. And it's a perfect record. Not one soft track on that whole record. And we start off the set with Wanda Robinson, A Possibility, from her Me and the Friend LP, 1973. Baltimore artist Wanda Robinson, as far as I knew, she only put out two records. But that was released, re-released rather, on the legendary Perception record label. And that brings us up to present time. So, Pep.
What up?
You, so we talked about growing up around Watts and stuff. How was the food down there? Do you have any, is it the kind of neighborhood where, like, you walk down the street and you just smell, like, dinner?
Dude, everywhere? You would smell burgers, you'd smell ribs, you'd have a guy with a tamale cart, yeah. Like, everything. So there was always food there. You'd have a lady up the block who would sell candy. It was like the candy store. You go in there with like a quarter and come out with like pockets full
like
of stuff.
House?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Yeah, like every hood has one. She's called the candy lady. And you just roll up there with change.
I don't remember that. I didn't have a candy lady in mind, but but that was actually my first little hustle was I would go and buy like the Now and Laters at the store and go to school and sell them for like twice as much. And, you know, I made a dollar a day or something like that. But I mean, you know.
That was a lot back then, man.
Yeah, I was 7 or 8 years old. That was, we didn't have any money.
That's no, cool.
You know what I do remember? I was talking about this the other day. You know what I do remember from the hood, though, is ice cream trucks with bars on the window.
Yeah.
And they sold cigarettes.
And, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I tell my wife about stuff like that. And, you know, she's smarter than me, but yeah, she didn't get a really taste of growing up in the hood, you know.
Yeah.
So she kind of gets a little bit wide-eyed.
Like with the ice cream trucks, the soft serve guy would come at night. It was weird, and the normal popsicle guy was in the daytime. Mm-hmm. But it was just, I don't know why that was, but he'd always come at night. I think there was something else going on.
Slinging on the side or something, yeah. Some nice dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just real fast on a repeat. Yeah, let me see. Got a couple gigs coming up. Photo LA is going to be there this Friday night at the Photo LA Exposition. I'm going, but I'm going to come by and say what's up. But
cool.
I'm going to also pound the pavement. I mean, there's going to be a lot of work.
It's going to be such a cool thing.
And then coming up February 6th is the opening reception for the More Than Skin Deep down there in Huntington Beach, which is a collection of notable tattoo artists from the Los Angeles area.
And photographers.
And that's at the Rainwater Gallery in Huntington Beach. You can check out www.rainwatergallery.com for more information, or find Pep Williams online. He's all over the place, man. Like I said, he's one of the more productive dudes out of Los Angeles. So he's easy to find. He's not hard to find. Let me put it that way. All right, let's just get down to brass tacks here, man. What's your favorite taco?
Ooh. I have a couple places. Of all the places I've been, one of the best tacos I've had is actually a truck.
Yeah.
And it's a truck that's located, it's on Elevado and Sierra, and that's in Beverly Hills. And this truck, like, I would leave the house and I would just go out for a walk, and the first time I saw it, I'm like, that smells different. They're actually cutting the meat off of the chicken, like off the bone. Yeah. And like seasoning it. I've never seen that before. You like go go to a taco truck, there's like chunks of chicken, basically.
Mm-hmm. They prep it all, yeah.
Yeah, before. Like it's already done. This guy was cutting it. I was like, mm-hmm. wow. And I had it, and I would hunt this guy down mm-hmm. all the time. But yeah, he's off of Sierra Drive and Elevado.
Is it like one of those nondescript kind of trucks? It doesn't got a flashy name. It just has a neon sign on the end?
I just remember seeing Jefferson Boulevard and like a phone number. So I guess that's where he's stationed at. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he like caters to all the people that work on the homes.
And when you say, okay, I gotcha. When mm-hmm. you say Beverly Hills, so is this like kind of the middle class part of Beverly Hills or that untouchable part of Beverly Hills?
It's right at, not too far from Sunset and Doheny.
Okay. Yeah,
like just south of Sunset, but above Santa Monica, like right there in the middle. And he just hangs out in that area. Mm-hmm. And all the guys just come, you know, lunchtime.
They know him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're talking about hood stuff, too. That's another thing I noticed, which is, now you mentioned you had a candy lady in your hood.
Candy lady, yeah.
But one of the things I remember that you don't see in the my neighborhood now is people just selling food out of their house. Like
papusas,
tamales, you know. Or the shopping cart vendors. So mm-hmm. he's got a shopping cart full of shit, you know, and they're walking around selling it.
One of the craziest things she would sell was she would get a ice tray with ice cubes, mm-hmm. and she'd put toothpicks in it, and she would sell each one for a nickel.
I saw that
and
on
people would buy it.
Schoolhouse Rock, or you know, remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, of course.
I remember seeing that. Wow,
she would sell everything, mm-hmm. and kids would line up. Yeah.
You mentioned two taco places.
Yeah. The second one is actually, it's in Costa Mesa, and mm-hmm. it's called Baja Fish Taco. And I'm not a fish taco fan. Mm-hmm. But this one, they cook like real fish. Like, it's not like a fish stick sitting in like a tortilla. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fish, mm-hmm. like how fish looks.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. But it's on, where is that? It's a shopping center. It's like not too far near like South Bay. No, not South Bay, what I'm talking about. Costa Mesa. Mall, like mm-hmm. that big old mall out there.
Yeah, so you're like all city pretty much, right?
Dude,
I mean, you grew up in a certain area, but you...
I'm running everywhere.
Yeah, I feel the same way, you know?
Yeah,
like
there's just so much out there, man. Yeah. It's like how can you be in one place?
Yeah, I had some family a couple days back and driving around, and basically you can really, if you go to like events and stuff like that, you can only hit like, if you got people from out of town, it's not mm-hmm. like, let me show you all of Los Angeles today.
No, it can't happen. Yeah. Nah.
And so that's the thing that sucks, but it's also the thing that's great because that's how we get the diversity.
Exactly. And that's what I love.
Yeah.
Love it all.
Yeah. I definitely got civic pride. I love it here. I couldn't really, I'm just glad I'm here. Let me put it that way. I'm not going to say, hey, this is the greatest place on earth or anything like that, but just whatever. It's the greatest place for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same here.
Loved ones, you can find Pep Williams. Just Google search Pep Williams, and you'll find him. You'll find all kinds of stuff. Let me see. We got a couple few seconds. You can also find him on Instagram, of course, the Facebook, and these events we talked about. You'll find him up there as well. So I will see you, Pep, at Photo LA this weekend.
I'll see you tomorrow,
and then on February 6th, I'll be the guy in the. I'll be the guy in the blue tonic suit.
That's what's up.
All right, loved ones. Man. Stick around, loved ones. Idesia is coming up back and forth.
Chicago, I could give you all my heart, but I never
That's a Rebirth from Los Angeles, another Los Angeles band with had a great release last year, 2015. Before that, we heard Idesia, also LA. Back and Forth was the name of that tune from their Golden Dreams LP, self-released. Check them out, Idesia, I-D-E-S-I-A, LA band. And their singer, Sophie, man, she's pretty foxy. Might want to check them out. And loved ones, I want to thank you so much for coming past again. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. If you need to email me for any reason, if you got some music that you, if you play music and you want to give me a listen or you want to play, shoot me an MP3, I will be your conduit. I will play it on the show. Go, do not be shy. You can always email me at l.a.tacoradio.com. Thank you again, loved ones. See you next week.